Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The Naiden Kiru Folklore Dance Ensemble was founded 55 years ago in Ruse on the Danube. The prestigious formation is marking its anniversary with a string of events called Living Tradition. The Folklore Dance Theatre was created in 1960 by foremost Bulgarian choreographer Ivan Donev, who went on to be its artistic director and occupied the position for the rest of his life. He was succeeded as artistic director by his son Kamen Donev, a famous actor and former ensemble member. The Folklore Theatre comprises several different formations: a concert dance company, a women's folk choir, a children's choir, and a professional folklore orchestra. The Folklore Theatre's popularity has gone beyond the country's borders. It has guest performed across Europe, in France, Switzerland, Italy, Germany. It has also been actively involved in the cultural life of the city and the towns and villages nearby.
Da pijem,
Naidenkir, of whom the ensemble was named after, was a prominent lawyer, intellectual and patriot, who was killed in the 1878 Russo-Turkish War of Liberation. Many years ago, a factory in Russia was named after him, and this enabled Ivan Donev to create the folklore ensemble. Today, choreographers of the Naidenkirov ensemble are Muniela Dobreva and Ratko Prokopiev. Bogdan Donev is its chief choreographer. Here is more from him about the events marking the ensemble's 55th anniversary. We started the year with a show, a blend of dance and theatre. We are staging together with the Savo Ognyanov Drama Theatre in Russe, based on Yordan Yovkov's novel Shibil. It is produced by Urlin Dyakov, who is the theatre's director, and I am choreographer. The two companies work in sync with the dancers acting and the actors dancing. For my part, that was a tough job. The dancing takes up around 40 minutes of the show, and it closely follows the storyline. In mid-June, we had three concerts to officially mark our anniversary. Alongside the traditional repertoire, we presented three new dancers and one vocal instrumental piece. Going back in time, it would be very difficult to even make mention of the highlights in the history of the Folklore Dance Theatre. But what I would like to lay emphasis on is the enormous contribution of Ivan Donev, who built and developed the ensemble and then took it up to a level we are now endeavouring to live up to. I have been with the ensemble since 1991. I worked as Mr. Donov's assistant from 2001 until 2011, and I have learnt a great deal from him. A foremost name in culture, Ivan Donov's creative potential knew no bounds. We are now adding new works to the shows he mounted. After taking part in a series of cultural events in Russe, the Naidenkiru Folklore Dance Ensemble is leaving on a tour of Belgium.
Thank you. Thank you.